That's for the past, tense, for the simple past. We already used, and I would like to go back once more with what I call the diving past. After have, which is haber, to have, H-A-B-E-R, which is used as a diving board or diving tower from which you have to dive into ado or ido. Ado on the R, on the R track, ido on the other track. If you want to say, I have bought it, would be
e comprado.
Once more?
E
comprado is I have bought, and I've bought it.
Lo è comprado.
Lo è comprado, yes. So you have to clear the diving board, meaning you will not have the it or whatever after have, yes? Mm-hmm. Yes, after have, you dive. So lo è comprado, I have bought it. I have not bought it.
Non lo è comprado.
Non lo è comprado. And è spelled?
H-A-Y?
No.
Oh. H-E.
Right, H-E, yes. It's like re, remos, ra for
yes,
will.
Of course.
You replace the R with an H. E, emos, a. So, we have bought it would be?
Lo hemos comprado.
Right. Lo hemos comprado. They have bought it.
Lo han comprado.
Lo han comprado, yes. Where have you bought it, Roberto?
Donde lo has comprado.
Right. Donde lo has comprado. So now you can use the past tense either in diving or the simple past. In English, you still would use, where did you buy it? Yes. Where did you buy it is not the same as where have you bought it. So where have you bought it? You just gave me donde lo has comprado. But if you want to say, where did you buy it would be?
Donde lo compró.
Right. There goes the cha-cha. Donde lo compró. He has sold it would be?
Lo ha vendido.
Right. Lo ha vendido. Yes. You dive. Lo ha vendido. He sold it.
Lo vendió.
Right. Lo vendió. Yes. Why didn't you sell it?
¿Por qué no lo vendió?
Right. ¿Por qué no lo vendió? Why didn't you sell it, Roberto?
¿Por qué no lo vendiste?
Right.
Diste.
Right. ¿Por qué no lo vendiste? Yes. He has not sold it.
No lo ha vendido.
Right. No lo ha vendido.